Data. Let's talk about our datas. So, wait, are we recording?
Now. Okay. Oh. Hi, guys. Welcome to our podcast. We'll get back to that later. I'm your host, Mariah, and this is...
Shayla.
So, today's topic is part two of trauma, and we're going to talk about our dads. And the reason I thought that this topic was important is because, one, I'm in therapy, and... I have come to the realization that I've actually had a very traumatic childhood, a very traumatic life in general, and a lot of that comes from my parents. Like, and not to say that they're a blame, because I definitely think you get to an age where you have to take accountability for your own growth and your own healing and what it is that you have gone through and experienced in your life. But I definitely have also realized the impact that my parents have had, especially my dad and his presence, lack of presence, even my stepdad, and just, you know, not really being a father figure and just kind of being an individual who's there, which still, like, very thankful, because for a man to take care of two kids that are not his, I think is a huge deal. So it's still a lot of respect to him. But yeah, that's what today's topic is about. Daddies!
Yes. So do you want me to start talking or you want to start?
You can start.
Okay. So, yes. So I have a little bit of a similarity of dads not being in the presence of same household. So my parents were together, not together, confused growing up. Not sure if they were actually
very
together
confused.
Or not together. So my dad, growing up, he was financially definitely helpful in my life. I was not the only child. I have an older sibling on my dad's side, and then I have two older siblings on my mom's side. So my father would come and visit and take me out at times, not every weekend, some weekends, but I always wonder, my dad won't, you know, stay home or live in the same household.
And did you always know you had an older sister?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't even remember what age I knew that I had an older sister. I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to go play with my sister. But they're like, oh, yeah, another time. I'm like, okay, but when? When will I pay my sister? And I didn't even know how old she was. I didn't know anything. So I don't even remember, like, what age I finally got to meet her. And I'm like, oh, okay, we can't play Barbies. Because she wasn't interested in playing Barbies. But I was so excited that I had a sister, you know? But when my dad did come and take me, I was so excited because I was like, daddy's little girl, you know, like, I love being with my dad. He'll bring me to the park and then I'll feed, you know, the animals and like the geese or whatever. But then he would crack up because the freaking geese would be chasing me for the bread and the food or whatever. But I loved being with my dad. Like, I would be like dressed up and like all pretty. My mom would do my hair all cute and be like, oh my God, your daughter's so pretty. And he's like, yeah, I know she's cute. You know, taking credit like he did my hair. Man, you would know he did my hair because my hair would be looking crazy. Or I would go to school. They would be like, dad, did your hair? Yes, he did. But he would try. But, you know, I give him, you know, an A for effort. But yeah, we would go do things. Like, he would actually take me to the movies and actually like do things with me. When there's like some dads out there that would pick up their kids and not actually do anything, they'll like drop them off at grandma's house, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
like, he would actually spend time with me and actually enjoy the time. But I would just be so confused that he would not be there every single day like a lot of other parents, with both of them being present. And as I got older, I would ask my mom, you know, like, why daddy's not here? Why don't have? And that's like a whole other conversation. And, you know, I give my mom props because she would never, ever badmouth my dad. And I think all parents should do that. All kids growing up should understand their own timing of what's going on. You should never badmouth any other, you know, parent. And I knew that when I have kids, I would want my children to have both of their parents actively involved and also being in the same household. I would not want them separated. If they are, due to whatever circumstances, then whatever. But I would want them
to understand and knowing and actively knowing as to what's going on at that stage, whatever life or stage, whatever it is, to know this is what's happening, you know, understanding and not like not knowing anything, you know. And it was just very difficult and I did not like it. But now at the age and understanding, you know, due to whatever circumstances, whatever. But it also was difficult of poor choices growing up of choosing a boyfriend. And that's a whole nother separate thing. But yes, the daddy thing, that was a problem. You want to share an intake on that? But yeah, there's many other things and that's like a long story, but this is a narrow topic. We're going to stick to the path of that.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I definitely spoke about my dad and my dad being in prison already. But my dad came out of prison when I was like, I think 9 or 10. And I always grew up with my dad disappointing me, where he would make plans and he would say, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, to the point that like I already had plans and I would cancel plans with friends because I'm like, oh my God, my dad's going to come pick me up. And my dad would never show up. He wouldn't call, or he'd show up like as the day is ending, or the next day or 2 days later and be like, hey, we're going to go do this. And it's like, but you already told me that we were going to do that like a couple days ago and you didn't show up. I also grew up with my dad like drinking a lot. So I think it's one of the reasons why I don't really care to drink or really care to be around people when they are intoxicated. Like I specifically remember like being asleep and my dad coming to my aunt's house, waking me up in the middle of the night, and he smelled like nothing but liquor. Like, and I'm like, ew, papa, you smell, go take a shower, you stink. And like, it's literally 2-3 o'clock in the morning and I'm sleeping and I wake up out of my sleep to that. So like you said, I definitely think that like his role and like lack of a role, like had an effect on like who it was that I chose to be with. I also like, I had a stepdad, which I know like you don't have a stepdad, but I have a stepdad and I do. I love my stepdad. I give him like a lot of credit, but he also wasn't a parent. He wasn't a father figure. Like he was just a person who's there. And I'm very thankful and grateful for all the things that he has done for me and my brother. Like there's no doubt about it. But do I wish I would have had more of a parent, more of someone to guide me? Absolutely. I feel like everything in life I've gone through has 100% been on my own, with like trial and error. And I think that's also why I have like so much faith in God and give God so much like credit for everything and just for the person that I am. But
not to cut you off, have I ever wanted a stepdad? No. Did I ever want a guy with my mother? No, because I wanted my dad. I wanted my dad in my household always, always, always. And I think that's why like my mom kind of didn't like want like another guy like around and new, because I was very territorial. I'm like, nope, I want my dad here. And da, da, da. Like I would like kind of like fight with her and stuff, because there was plenty of guys that would like try to come around or we'll go out and everything. I'm like, don't look at her. Don't bother with her. She's taken. And I would always lie. Yeah. You know, and she's like, why would you say that? Why would you? Because they don't need to be bothered. I don't need no daddy. Like, you know, and stuff like that. And she's like, Shayla. I'm like, so what? Well, like, you know, I don't want no one to try to be like a daddy role in my life.
Yeah.
And then as I stopped being stubborn and argumentative with her and understanding, I'm like, I'm ruining her life.
Yeah.
And I'm like blocking her blessings. And I'm like, so sorry. And then I stopped. And then she started to like get involved and like dating and stuff like that. They try to still talk to me. I'm like, don't talk to me. Like, this is her life. Her, like, you deal with her.
I don't need no one to be bothered with me. Like, it is what it is. Like, if you want to date my mom, then you can date her, whatever. But, like, even trying to be bothered with me and trying to be in my life, I don't need a substitute. I'm sorry. I have, you know, my own dad, and, like, that's it.
See, I never really felt like my stepdad was a substitute, especially because my dad multiple times would say how he's, like, thankful for my stepdad being there when my dad wasn't there. But I still think that, like, the role of my stepdad definitely never replaced, like, my dad's role. Mm-hmm. And
I'm stuck. It's a hard, I understand that, but I mean, it is what it is. And then even with my kids, like I said, I wanted them to have two parents, and they do, which, you know, it's a blessing, and that's what I want. And it's funny, because my kids were like, well, what if dad has a kid else? We ain't talking about that. We're not going to say that. And it's you three, and you three only, and that is it. There's no kids outside of the house. There's no whatever. And if there is, he didn't tell me. What's going on? You got some explaining to do, you know? And again, like you said, you can't talk about other people's problems and suggestions unless you have lived it.
Yeah.
If things have happened outside of the home, there's people that have worked about, you know, how can I explain? I'm stuck on my words and stumbling about my words. And this is real life stuff. It happens. People still stay together when there is things that happen outside of the home.
Yeah.
For an example, I was one of them. Come to find out, I was a child that was born outside of the home, and my mother did not know, okay? I was a secret baby, but it's okay, and there's a reason why I'm here, and I'm bubbly, and I'm a sunshine. I'm a rays of sunshine. Literally. And I am a social butterfly, and I keep it fly, you know? And behind this social butterfly are many scars behind this smile. And you know what? I don't let that define me. I keep it moving, and I pray, and I want to speak truth. I'm living in my truth, and this is what it is. And this is what we want to share and spread to the world and explain and try to help other people and just be honest, you know?
Yeah, just be honest. We do have on our link tree, there's actually like a box where you can ask questions, suggestions, even just talk about your own experiences if you wanted to. I think that there's so much more, like, we could go in depth about this topic, mm-hmm. but it's also like a little painful, and just sometimes it's like you think you heal through situations, yes. and then you realize that, wow, I'm still triggered by this. Mm-hmm. I'm still definitely, like, working through this. Mm-hmm. But we do have a box where you can put suggestions. If you want to just express, like, wow, I understand what you're going through. I feel what you're going through. Or, like, wow, I didn't think anyone else would feel this way.
Or gone through this.
Yeah, that's what the box is for. Yeah. Like, we really want to be as
genuine and honest, and
yeah, and just involve you guys as much as possible as well. Like, we really want our audience to feel as though that they're a part of this. Like, yeah. This isn't just our story, and this isn't just us telling you guys about our experiences, but it's also like I said, wow, we relate to this. Like, somebody gets me. Somebody understands.
You don't only got to go to therapy and tell them your business. This is like us. Like, let's get it together. Let's communicate.
Yes, yes, yes. So
let's relate.
Thank you, guys. And we'll get back to that later.